Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ngikubingelele futhi mlaleli egameni elihlele inkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yimusizi wakwaZuma. Lasikhuluma ngengqikithi yokukholwa kwiinyanga ka-April ekuseni kuLwesine, the first week, the first Thursday. UNkulunkulu akubusise mlaleli for listening to the programs of Radio Pulpit. Ngiyathemba ukuthi ziyakwakha, ngiyathemba ukuthi ziyaqinisa, and ngiyathemba ukuthi kukhona okufundayo as we are talking about ingqikithi yokukholwa kulamalanga. We are talking about the armor of God, and we are seeing what God is teaching us in the armor of God. Kulamalanga, we're focusing on the helmet of salvation. You know, the helmet of salvation. Ukuthi iyini na the helmet of salvation. And sibone okuningi esesakuthola lapho ukuthi insindiso iyini na. But you know, I want you to know ukuthi, you know, salvation, it is a package. You know, sikhulume about salvation past, sikhulume about salvation present. Ukuthi salvation present, insindiso yakho, you know, kusho ukuthi kula uNkulunkulu constantly uyakuphilisa whenever you are sick. UNkulunkulu uyakuprotect whenever you are in danger. UNkulunkulu uyakulwela uma ungena ezimpini. UNkulunkulu uyakuprovidela la udinga khona. UNkulunkulu continuously empilweni yakho yinsindiso leyo. Insindiso is a lifestyle in that regard. So sikhuluma about what salvation represents. It's deliverance and preservation from eternal death. Okokuqala ne, and then siyakhuluma siyakhumbula futhi ukuthi it is also deliverance from the law of sin and death and all forms of condemnation and darkness. It means to be delivered from all things which cause death, such as sin, sickness, and whatever it is that endangers our lives, you know, which is either physical, emotional, or mental, or spiritual. Because last week we also spoke about the healing of your heart or the healing of your soul. Ukuthi nalapho kusese insindiso yakho. Njengoba bakhethe kangaka, uNkulunkulu is the one who intervenes. Ukuthi bese sekayakuphilisa wena from whatever it is that you has hurt you, even physically, whether it's an incurable disease. Abathe unayo, ngifuna ukukutshela ukuthi lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, because thina singamakholwa. We believe what the word of God says. We believe whatever it is that the Lord says. Uthi, by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. You need to hold on to the word of God. I remember some years ago listening to Gloria Copeland. Athi, as much as we take the prescriptions that the doctors give us, because siyakhumbula ukuthi ngithe last week ukuthi the doctors, they provide treatment, but God provides healing. At as much as we take the prescription ukuthi uphuza amapilisi 3 times a day or imithi or whatever, even nakanjalo uma ngabe ugula, you need to confess the word at least 3 times a day. Ekuseni uma uvuka uthi ngemivimbo kaJesu ngiphilisiwe. You know, emini uthi ngemivimbo kaJesu ngiphilisiwe. Entambama uma uyolala uthathe izwi futhi uthi ngemivimbo kaJesu ngiphilisiwe. Because lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu kuHebrews 4:12, ngokuba izwi likaNkulunkulu liphilile linamandla, libukhali kuneyinkemba zonke ezisika nhlangothi zombili, lihlaba lihlukanise amalunga nomkantsha, umoya nomphefumulo. Ngizogcina lapho mangikhotha le vesi. Ngifuna ukusho ukuthi uma ulikhuluma izwi likaNkulunkulu kuphuma inkemba emlonyeni wakho ehamba iyoyenza lento oyikhulumayo. Uma uthi ngemivimbo kaJesu ngiphilisiwe, kuphuma inkemba eya la kugula ukugula kukhona, bese leyo nkemba bese seyaphilisa, iyenze intervention yezulu, bese izulu liyangenelela kuleyo nto yakho, whether it inhliziyo ebuhlungu or mhlambe it's some kind of a disease obhekane nayo empilweni yakho, bese izulu likaNkulunkulu lenza njalo. So now I want us to understand namhlanje, ngifuna ukuthi sikhulume about salvation as a helmet, and I want us to see ukuthi salvation is the helmet that fits on the head and protects it and its part. Now, if we are to put on this this helmet, ihelmet uyifaka ekhanda, isigqoko oyifaka lana ekhanda. Abantu abahamba ngeyithuthuthu, they are wearing lento esibiza ukuthi ama helmet, ukuthi uma ngabe kungenzeka kube nengozi or something, umuntu angashaye ngekhanda phansi. Uma ngabe eshaye ngekhanda phansi, the helmet is there to bridge the gap, ukuthi improtect, ukuthi uma angqubuza against whatever it is azoyichayisa ngekhanda lakhe, lento ishaye ihelmet before azothinta ikhanda lakhe, noma before izothinta ikhanda lakhe. Now I want you to understand ukuthi the head consists of the skull with eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. the vital organ, obviously, of the head is the brain. So when you put on the helmet, you are protecting the brain. You protect the brain and everything that is in the head. So the helmet in the natural njoba ngisho ukuthi iprotector lezo zinto lezo. So the spiritual significance of the helmet of salvation is the fact that it affects the way that you see things. Now lalela, uma ubhekana nesimo empilweni yakho, uma ubhekana nesitha, asibheke ukuthi ihelmet isebenza kanjani uma ngabe isitha sizokuhlasela empilweni yakho. Number one, uma ugcwele izwi likaNkulunkulu, uma u-understand ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini, uma u-understand uDeuteronomy chapter 20 verse 1 ukuthi kule mpile engibhekane nayo uNkulunkulu uthe ezwini lakhe impi akuse yami uthe uzongilwela, then ungena naleyo ngqondo leyo. And ngithe salvation is the hope. Noma, this helmet of salvation, it represents the hope of salvation. Ungena unethemba kuleyo mpileyo eyokuthi nakanjani uNkulunkulu uzokulwela. Lalela, uyakhumbula uDavide ngelinye ilanga azobhekana noGoliath, lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu wamtshela ukuthi namhlanje ngiyosusa ikhanda lakho bese ikhanda lakho liyodliwa yiinyoni zezulu. It's because beka understand ukuthi ungena nobani kuleyo mpileyo. So he entered with this helmet of salvation uma eyobhekana nempi yakhe, uma eyobhekana nesitha sakhe, because wangena nesiqiniseko. The helmet of salvation represents isiqiniseko esokuthi nakanjani you are going to win that battle. Ngani na? Because wena ume phezu kwezwi likaNkulunkulu. Your brain and your mind believes and trusts in the word of God. Ungena wazi ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu liqiniso. Izwi likaNkulunkulu nakanjani uNkulunkulu konke akushilo nakanjani uzokufeza empilweni yakho. So noma ngabe isimo usibona ukuthi si impossible kangakanani, but you look at it through the eyes of the word of God and you know ukuthi nakanjani the Lord promises me. So the helmet of salvation affects the way that you see things, number one, because without salvation we are blinded and cannot see the enemy. Without salvation also we will not see the will of God, will not see the word of God. Number two, the helmet of salvation, it helps us, it influences the way that we hear things. Uma uzwa usathane akutshela izinto, you understand ukuthi yebo, this is the report that you are giving to me, but lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, you know, you counter with the word of God and ungena nesiqiniseko esokuthi nakanjani you are going to win that battle. Without salvation we will not hear the voice of the good shepherd, we will not hear izwi likaNkulunkulu. Number three, the helmet of salvation affects the way that we speak. The fruit of our lips will be death and destruction without salvation. That's why this is uNkulunkulu, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Uma ungena with this helmet of salvation, you understand ukhuluma lokho kushiwo yizwi likaNkulunkulu ngesiGreek bathi, noma ngesiHebrew bathi, you do what they call homologio, you agree with the word of God. Ukhuluma lokho izwi likaNkulunkulu elikushoyo kuleso simo leso. USathane uthi makathi wena uyagula bese uthi no, anguli ngemivimbo kaJesu ngiphilisiwe. Noma ngabe kukhona a family member ongena esimeni, uSathane athi this one is going to die, wena uthini na? Uthi awuyikufa kepha uyophila, ushumayele imisebenzi kaJehova. Wena you counter, ukhuluma lokho kushiwo yizwi likaNkulunkulu, because you are wearing the helmet of salvation. Salvation changes the way we see things, the way we hear things, and the way we speak. We see the truth and we can hear the word, and then we'll begin to move the mountains. The helmet of salvation influences even the way esicabanga ngakhona. Hallelujah. The helmet of salvation influences the way esicabanga ngakhona, but angeke ngene kuloko namhlanje, because I can see that this is very deep. You know, you need to understand ukuthi isho ukuthini. When you are wearing the helmet of salvation, ungena with the victory in mind empilweni yakho ukuthi lalela, the Lord has promised me, and that's why we experience the peace that surpasses understanding. Kuthi noma ngabe wazi ukuthi awuzazi ukuthi kulenyanga uyozibona wenzeni in terms of ama debit orders, but because the Lord has promised that he is your provider, because the Lord has promised ukuthi whatever you ask for in his name he will do it for you, then you understand ukuthi the Lord has already provided. Bese the helmet of salvation protects the brain and it protects your mind, then you have peace of mind so that you are able to sleep at night and wake up in the morning and face face the day because you are wearing the helmet of salvation and you understand ukuthi uNkulunkulu utheni ezwini lakhe. UNkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli. May the Lord really bless you and may the Lord keep you until next time.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.